Welcome to today's Vrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. This week is National Poison Prevention Week. Director of the Pella Regional Emergency Department, Carla Chow, describes the process that people should go through when they feel they've been accidentally poisoned. Well, Carla, this week is National Poison Awareness Week. It's something that's very prevalent still. It's something that a lot of people hear about. Well, keep your chemicals with the child locks on, and they hear all sorts of stuff like that. And when you see a bottle of chemicals to clean your house, you'll see a number to the National Poison Center. And that's really where this all stems from, is the awareness of making sure that when you do get poisoned, you understand the process to go through it. And let's start with that. Let's say someone is cleaning their chemicals and notice either their child has gotten into it or they did something improper. What is the process someone should go through to report that they've been poisoned?
We recommend that they call the National Poison Hotline, and they are staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they will give them recommendations as to what they need to do, find out how much was ingested, if any was ingested, and then they usually recommend that they come to the ER if it's warranted. When they come to the ER, the Poison Control Center will call the ER ahead of time and let us know what facts they have gotten from the people that will be presenting, and then give us instruction on what we need to do when they arrive.
What kind of information are they giving you specifically, and how does that help determine from a doctor's standpoint or a nurse's standpoint what you do when they are in the ER?
Well, a lot of times the information that we do get from the Poison Control Center is what the side effects and what signs and symptoms to look for in the person. If it's an infant or a child, it's difficult to know exactly, did they actually take anything, did they not take anything, or how much did they actually get. There's usually a lot of unknown related to that. So they'll give us information how long we should monitor them to see if any of the signs or symptoms present that would indicate that they actually did ingest something. And then if we need to administer any kind of antidote, or another common thing that we give with poisons is activated charcoal. And it's always fun to try and get that down a two-year-old, get them to drink some activated charcoal. So they'll give us recommendations on how long we need to monitor them and what the antidote is. And then also our physicians have resources available to them that they'll look and see if they need to be admitted or if they can go home. The other thing that the Poison Control Center does is they do call us usually at intervals, like 2 hours after they were notified, maybe 4 hours after they were notified, and they will want updates on what's going on and what we have found.
Well, and one interesting part about this is that since chemicals can vary and the type of poisoning can vary, you're going to need as much information as you can get. And we were just talking off the microphone about this. It's important to bring what actually poisoned you, so that way your doctor can read through the official information, correct?
Correct. If people could bring the container with them when they come in, that also has valuable information. And it has phone numbers where we could call the manufacturer as well to get further information if needed.
How prevalent is poisoning here, not just at Pella Regional, but across the country?
Well, there are more than 2 million poisonings reported each year. And I would say through our emergency room, it happens occasionally. The accidental poisonings are usually younger children who are getting into either pills or any other kind of substance. And that's what we mostly see here.
It's not just the children who get in trouble with this. You've already noted it a little bit. It's adults too. And what are some of the ways that adults get themselves into trouble?
I would say with adults in the area that we live in, we may see poisonings related to farm chemicals that are applied or that people work with, the farm chemicals that people work with. We sometimes will see exposure or poisonings from that.
What is the best practice for people if they want to prevent ever having to have this trip to the ER? I know you don't want to see people here for this, but what is best practice?
I think it's keeping your household chemicals in a safe place, along with medications in a safe place and out of reach of children, and having the safety caps on everything. And then also know that we are always here 24/7, and if the need does arise, we're always glad to see anybody that needs our services.
That concludes today's Vrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.